Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. So recognizing certain elements from your childhood were impacting the way you were feeling trust and the way you were feeling betrayed, what else went on physiologically or in your body that you think you could trace back to childhood influences?
Well, just looking at the pain syndrome. And for instance, I had an injury as a child. I was skating and the skates went out from under me and I hit my sacrum on the concrete. And it was intense pain. Yeah. But there was something that went on around that within my family that was also, around that time, incredibly traumatic for me. Because I didn't understand what was happening and no one really explained it to me. So in my mind, I think I associated what happened and the trauma around that with the trauma with the sacrum. And so a lot of my pain settled in my spine.
Wow.
And in my sacrum. And there were times that I really felt like somebody just had a hot poker sticking through various areas of the spine. I had an incident with a dentist one time when I was young. I had a lot of decay. I took a lot of antibiotics. My gut health was not great. And so this dentist was doing work on me, and I tried to sit up, and he pushed me back, not mean, but he had a big hand, and I was a little kid, and he put his hand on my chest and pushed me back in the chair, but it was his tone, and, you know, and I'm sure it was more that it freaked him out because he didn't want to injure me with a drill in my mouth, but for me, it was very traumatic, so I was able to kind of look back at that and go, okay, so the other thing is I don't like for a provider to force me into anything. I need to be a partner in my care. Mm. And it took me a long time to connect those dots.
Wow. But don't you think we all need to feel that way? I mean, so that we can get out of victim mode, meaning if I'm a victim, I need some outside entity or doctor to save me. Whereas if we were brought up and taught to look at partners, like, okay, I have a dentist who's going to partner with me to keep my teeth healthy, and a doctor who, if I need them, you know, we're partners, we're working together. Don't you think that would be a healthier way for all of us? Not just those who've experienced trauma.
No, I think that is where medicine needs to go at this point. And that kind of ties into that in-between time, in-between appointments. If you don't partner with your provider, if as a provider you don't partner with your patient, then there's still that disconnect, even if you're treating in the holistic functional medicine world.
Yeah.
So their job is to teach you about prevention and root cause. And if you need help with that to find the right supplements or diet or those types of things, that's their job. Our job as the patient is to do the work to reverse the damage that we've done, whether that's coming from an actual physical issue or whether that's also tied into psycho-emotional and spiritual issues.
Right. So we've got to look at our own lifestyle, our nutrition, sleep, relationships, our environment. So it's not that we can just get this, even if it's a wonderful practitioner, doctor, therapist, dentist, or one of these functional medicine providers, we still have to be the ones doing the stuff in between, no matter what they diagnose or no matter what they prescribe, right?
That's correct. And then when we're that sick, we're at the level of chronic, what I call mystery illness sick, it can be very difficult because you're so fatigued,
yeah.
Your cognitive abilities have declined, you have a tough time following through. And that's where family and friends can really come in and be part of this process. And I think the big disconnect in families is the lack of understanding, because as a sick person, it's very difficult for people to understand why one day you can cook a meal and the next day you don't really care if you eat or not, or whether they eat or not, because you just can't get off the couch.
Yeah.
So it's important to understand that it's not that they're faking it one day and the next day they're not. It's that sometimes the immune system is more impacted and you're more inflamed and you're more symptomatic, you're more toxic. So it's really helpful to have the family and the friends involved if they will be. But yes, I think as partners, that impacts our healing more quickly than we would otherwise, if at all. And also partnering with the provider and developing that trust, any relationship we go into, if there's a trust, and with the provider, if they trust that we're going to go away and do what they tell us to do so that when we come back, we can keep moving forward. It's hard to be a provider and feel like you're not helping.
Yeah.
So our job is work, you know, and I keep saying that it's work. It's like a roller coaster, but eventually you start to see the reward for the work that you put in.
And that's why it's so wonderful that you're providing this service, you know, consulting with providers, but also being there, that compassionate advocate, sometimes with the tough love if needed. The other thing I'd really love if you'd explain, you have so much knowledge and expertise now in holistic dentistry. So I didn't realize that you had that experience as a child with all the multiple antibiotics, lots of tooth decay, challenges with that dentist, but it also impacted you in your adult life, having a lot of work done and getting rid of toxicity. So talk to me about that issue. Because I think I'm hearing, as a physician, I'm hearing so many more people talking about, you know, my generation having those mercury fillings. Did you have them? No, but seriously, like everybody that I know has mercury fillings or had them. So when I first heard you years ago having them taken out, I thought, oh my God, it was bad enough getting them. I wouldn't want to go back and have them taken out. But it's such a serious cause of toxicity, like ongoing toxicity. So talk to me about that.
It is. So from that experience of childhood, one of the things that happened to me is when I became an adult and could make my own decisions, I decided I'm not going for cleanings every 6 months. I'm done with dentists. Now, there was a point where, you know, I started getting a little concerned. So I would go, but I was always gotten through the exam and they said, you haven't been in 3 years? Wow, your teeth look great. Your gums look amazing. So to me, that was permission to just go on and do what I was doing. You don't need a cleaning every 6 months. Maybe some people don't. But the problem is that we think hygiene is the key to good oral health. Hygiene is part of it, but there's so many more things that happen in the oral cavity. If you think about it, that's where everything other than breathing, and that's, we exhale through our mouth, but in terms of the nutrients we take in, it all starts in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then that food goes through the gut, and that is so closely related to what's going on in our brain, what's going on in the rest of our body. So it's all tied together. You know, it's not just all the bones that are hooked together. Right. Everything in the body is tied together, right? So we do this thing where we go get these mercury fillings. And if we ever have to have one taken out and we haven't taken out unsafely, that can really impact us. So there are safe ways to do that. And I decided that I wanted to have my mercury fillings taken out after I started getting a little bit of traction with healing from the neurological line. So I was at the point that I was on a raw food diet, mm-hmm. and I was trying to be mostly vegan at the time. But I was doing it without a coach. I was doing it without somebody telling me how to properly do it. I don't have evidence of this, but I suspect that the osteonecrosis that started in my jawbone and the roots of my teeth began to die, I suspect that is because I lost a ton of weight. So that released a lot of mercury into my body, further depleted my immune system. And so for me, making a drastic change to a diet like that wasn't the right thing to do. Now, there are other people who make that change and they do beautiful. So again, you need someone to help you figure out what's the right thing for you, because we're unique, right? So I started with having my amalgam fillings taken out by a biological dentist. By that time, I had 11 root canals. The root canal started with removing one amalgam unsafely, and that tooth abscessed. And we put a crown over an abscessed tooth. And so tooth after tooth after tooth until I had 11 wow. abscessed. So 11 root canals. I think by the time I got to the biological dentist, I had maybe 10 amalgam fillings left. We took those out safely. We worked a little bit on my structure, and then we began the extraction process in 2014. Now, my dad, now this relates back to another trauma. My father had lost all of his teeth at 27 years old.
Oh.
Yes. And
why?
Just infection, just chronic infection. And so nobody really knows. So I suspect there's probably some genetic predisposition yeah. to issues with the teeth. But it was a very traumatic time for me because I was young. And, of course, he had a good sense of humor sometimes, and he liked to stick his teeth out at me and my friends and do silly things like that. But there was a lot of internal trauma yeah. around that for me. So the two things I never wanted to lose in my life was my teeth and my hair. So if somebody had said to me, you're going to lose 11 teeth, and not only are you going to lose 11 teeth, but you're going to go back to work in a biological dentist's office for 3 years, and you're going to have no teeth on the upper right at all, and you're not going to be able to wear a partial denture.
Wow.
If someone had said that to me, the melanoma may not have even been an issue. I don't think I would have believed that I could have lived, you know, like that. It's interesting what you can deal with.
Wow.
When it's just placed in front of you and you get the courage to just pick your foot up and plant it just an inch further yeah. in front of you.
Wow.
At the time, I wasn't sure. I had to sort of fake it till I make it and act like everything was okay. But inside, I felt humiliated. I felt unattractive. And my facial structure began to change,
yeah.
which was, you know, after having a long illness, that really impacts you. So I became very passionate about biological dentistry. Once I began to do some research, I read the work of Hal Huggins and Weston Price. I learned how decay is frequently connected to the gut more so than it is to the hygiene. I learned how sleep apnea can also cause clenching of the teeth, bruxism, and you can grind your teeth away, and then you have all kinds of problems. You can end up with exposed roots. You can end up with more decay. You can end up with so many things that if you go to a mainstream dentist, they're going to fix your problem, but they're not going to tell you what the root cause of yeah. that problem is. And some people think it's repeat business. I don't know what it is. But what I know is that in the field of biological and holistic dentistry, if it's comprehensive, they're looking at a few things. So they're looking at periodontal disease, prevention, and how you fix it. They're looking at whether or not you have repetitive decay. And if you do, what's going on in your gut? We're also looking for infection, blood supply, how the root's doing, how the bone around that root is doing. And we're looking at whether or not there's amalgam fillings, because they also cause the teeth to crack, and you know, you either end up with a root canal or loss, especially on molars. So my passion about that came when the summer I had my teeth extracted. Within 3 months, I had not worked more than 2 years in an 18-year period, by the way. And within 3 months, I was back at work.
Wow.
Not as a nurse, but in the dentist office of the dentist who I believe probably saved my life by convincing me to extract this teeth. And so I saw the changes in such a way. And yes, it was difficult going through all of that and all of the surgeries. But now, having gotten to the point that I have my implants, and I don't have to worry about where I'm going to sit or smiling in public or what I'm going to eat in a restaurant. And now, looking back at it, I realize what a gift this was. Because this is something that I never once heard anywhere in medicine, no one ever said, open your mouth. What's going on with your teeth? Do you see a dentist? No one said that to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is definitely a very strong passion for me. And I've also seen other people. Not everybody gets the same result that I have, because if it's one root canal tooth and you're, you know, extremely sick, then there may be other things. But I had been doing everything right by the time I got to that point. So I had changed my lifestyle enough that I just couldn't maintain the traction. And the last piece of that puzzle for me was the oral health.
And so if someone is working with you, mm-hmm. what can they expect? So whether they're coming for you to be their advocate or guide through holistic dentistry or through the functional medicine pathway, trying to figure out, you know, what's making them sick, what can a patient expect when working with you?
So they can expect for me to share my story pretty openly, because for me, when people share their story, it not only gives me permission to sort of share my story in a deeper way, but it also gives me validation that I'm not insane, that this is not just happening to me. I'm not isolated. I'm not alone. There's a whole bunch of people out there who are silently going through the same thing. So they'll hear some of my story. And I like to start with, what are your current issues? But as we begin to discuss that, what we often find is they too start to remember things that kind of come in, and they are aware that it's now either holding them back or in some way contributing to the issues that they're having. And then one of the other things that we do is we look at what their support is. Do they have family support, friends? Is there someone with their practitioner who's already offering that type of support? So it's a very individualized thing, where I don't have a protocol and everybody gets this in a box with a ribbon on it, because healing is work, as I've said, but it's raw and it's messy and it's beautiful and it can be a gift, but we have to make it the gift we want it to be.
Well, I believe that you are a gift, my friend. I know I say this all the time, but I really, really believe that. And I'm so grateful that as you have recovered, as you have found new life, that you're paying that forward. And you're helping practitioners really get the most out of their practice, but also helping patients as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so where can our viewers learn more about you?
They can email me at Karen@joylightworks.com, and the website is joylightworks.com. And if I could just explain that just a little bit. So it's not like this, you know, nice words that all fit together and they sound great together. As I've said, it's work. And when we're this sick, we're in darkness, a lot of us. And the only way to get our joy back is to find that light. And that light takes work. So again, like I said, we go physical, emotional, spiritual, where I think it's spiritual, emotional, physical in most cases. And it's the same thing with my brand. It is work, light, and then we find the joy back again.
Oh, that's beautiful. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this video, please hit that like button and share it with someone else who needs to increase their vitality. Subscribe to the Pennington Media YouTube channel and follow me on Facebook at Dr. Andrea Pennington. There are more interviews, masterclasses, articles, and high-quality, 100% vegan products at innatevitality.com. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.